Peter Greenberg has been everywhere, and he is the travel expert. You hear Eye on Travel on WGN Radio. It'll be on this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Peter, what's happening with the airfares? Everything's going up, but we're told you have a solution. Can't wait to hear this.
Well, let's first talk about the problem. The problem is that because the United States is opening the doors to fully vaccinated Europeans and folks from the United Kingdom, from Brazil, from China, from India, that's happening November 8th. We're also opening up our land borders with Mexico and Canada. Everybody's coming. And when they're coming, they're not just flying to the U.S., they're going to be flying through it. As a result, airfares are going up between 3% and 4% every single day, and that's compounded. So for those who haven't made their Thanksgiving travel plans yet, get ready for, you know, big sticker shock. Now, that's the problem. And that'll stay, by the way, through the end of this year, because the seasonality of travel is gone. People have been waiting for 18 months to travel. They're not waiting until next summer. They're coming now. So that's the problem. Here's the solution. And I'll particularly talk about Thanksgiving. We have a different environment now. People are living remotely, they're working remotely, they're learning remotely, they're not necessarily going to an office, they don't have to punch a clock, they can call it in. So who says you have to fly on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving? We saw that movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We don't want to be in that movie. So if you want greater, a better deal on the airfare, look, this is my definition, you can laugh at me if you want, but Thanksgiving to me is an obligatory dysfunctional family get-together. Okay, are you with me on that?
Yep.
Okay. So what my suggestion is, go a week before, carve the turkey then, get everybody together, or go a week later. Because a week after Thanksgiving in the travel industry has always been known as the dead week. That's the week when everybody's recovering from that dysfunctional family get-together, and airfares plummet. So why would you hurt yourself by trying to travel on that week? It's terrible. And there's another thing that's going to compound it, and that is the growing showdown between pilots, flight attendants, and other airline employees at both Southwest Airlines and American Airlines, angry about the vaccine mandates that have been issued by those airlines. And in the case of American, it gets even crazier because the deadline they've given for their employees to get vaccinated, get ready for the calendar shock, is November 24th. That's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, boy, indeed. So there's every reason not to travel that week.
You know, I actually talked to somebody the other day who said they called their folks and said, look, let's have Thanksgiving a week earlier this year. So I think people are on to this. Peter, what do you need to do if your flight is canceled? And aren't these rules that the airlines have regarding refunds changing all the time?
Well, it depends on the airline. Remember, in the case of Southwest and their meltdown that happened about a week and a half ago, you know, Southwest is an airline that is normally a very well-managed, well-run airline, and they do a great job. In this situation, when they had the meltdown, another thing kicked in, and that is the realization that Southwest does not have what we call an interline agreement with other airlines. That's one of the reasons why you can't fly Southwest and have your bags connect on another airline. It's the reason why they can't endorse your ticket over to another airline if there's a flight irregularity. If you have a ticket on Southwest, that's the only airline you can fly on. So for those poor people who were basically displaced a week and a half ago on a Saturday or Sunday and told they couldn't get back on another Southwest plane until Wednesday or Thursday, that doesn't happen with hub-and-spoke airlines that are legacy carriers like American, United, and Delta that do have interline agreements and that can, in these situations, endorse your ticket over to another carrier. Doesn't happen with Southwest, doesn't happen with Frontier, doesn't happen with Spirit, doesn't happen with Allegiant.
Good to know that. Back to your Thanksgiving solution, how do you apply that to Christmas? Avoid, what, December 23rd?
No, actually, Christmas is always a better deal because most people stagger their trips. We all know when Christmas is, but people can leave 10 days earlier, 7 days earlier. You know, it's not that crazy Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
All right. I'm looking, too, at some stories here in the last week. United expecting December to be the busiest air travel month in almost 2 years. So as far as all the airlines are concerned, more flights, higher prices, and what about, not talking about weather, what about last-minute cancellations? And do they have the fleet? You know, because we heard they retired much of their fleets. Are they all back now?
Well, they're back to the extent that all the planes are in the sky. What they're doing now, in the wake of the lessons they hopefully learned from the Southwest debacle, is that you can't overschedule the airline. That's what Southwest did. you know, when travel came roaring back this summer, Southwest, in a given year, do you know how many new routes that Southwest would normally announce in a given year prior to the pandemic? Maybe one. This year, over 30. So they were overscheduling the airline with not enough people to support it, and all you needed was one hiccup in the distribution chain, and everything came crashing down. So what you're going to see with Southwest and many other airlines is they're not going to be adding flights to the schedule now. They're going to preemptively cancel them, take them off the schedule. So basically, you need to call ahead to find out if your flight is still going to be listed on the schedule when you want to travel over the holidays.
Peter Greenberg, known as the Travel Detective, travel editor for CBS News, and here on WGN Radio. You can hear him this Saturday night at 8. He's on the weekends right here. Peter, good to talk to you. Always good travel news you can use. Appreciate it.
Anytime.